This much we know. The Defense Department leases a lot of office space throughout the world. What we don't know exactly how much, and neither does the department. The Government Accountability Office has taken a fresh look at DoD's real property assets database. It discovered missing and inaccurate information. Brian Lepore, GAO's Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues, talked about the findings with Tom Temin.
We got a mandate from the House Armed Services Committee in their committee report accompanying the defense authorization. Basically, what the committee wanted to know was, how does DoD manage its leased space? Do they know how much they have? Have they made an effort to reduce reliance on leased space? And what are the related security considerations when DoD is actually leasing space?
And what did you find? Well, first of all, how much space do they lease?
DoD has a very large portfolio of leased space. We don't have a real good handle on the total amount, and that actually goes to one of our first findings. The first question we asked was, well, how much do you have? How accurate are the leasing records? And we found some problems in DoD's real property assets database. So the total amount is not entirely known, but it is likely to be substantial.
We're talking tens of millions of square feet, though.
No question. Yeah, no question.
I guess it's also interesting because defense leaders have been pressing Congress to let them have a base realignment and closure process, which Congress has resisted. But it seems like they could do that without anything by simply closing some of the lease space and moving people into what they say is excess space on their own government-owned locations.
I think that's really important context for the study that we did. As you correctly point out, DoD has been asking for a base realignment and closure round for a few years now. One of the points DoD makes in its request for BRAC is that about 20%, actually a little more than 20%, of their facilities are excess to their needs. The question we were asking in this study is, why would DoD continue to pay rent to commercial landlords for office space in particular when so much excess capacity may exist, and in fact it may exist in installations literally down the street?
Getting back to the main point of the study, though, is that you found that their data is, regardless of whether they need the space or not, they really don't know what they have, and their database is not all that great.
That's right. The Real Property Assets Database is the single authoritative source for DoD real property assets, and we found that there were some incomplete records and some records that clearly are mistaken. Let me give you an example. We found, for example, that the cost of the leases, the database has essentially two fields. It has a whole bunch of fields, but two fields in particular that we looked at. One of them shows the cost of the rent for the facility. The next field shows the cost of the rent plus other things that DoD would have to pay, such as utilities, and if there are any parking charges. Well, by definition, the rent is going to be less than the rent plus parking plus utilities, and in many cases, we found the reverse was true. So there were some problems there. In addition, we found some cases where entire whole important fields were actually missing. So there is some concern about the reliability of the data. Now, one other point I will make, Tom, is that we compared two fiscal years, fiscal year 2011 and 2013, and we did see some positive movement there. DoD had improved the accuracy of the records by about 5% from 2011 to 2013. So there is some good news.
Now, is this data kept centrally, or is it service by service, agency by agency?
It's a little bit of both. Each of the military departments, Department of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and some other organizations within DoD maintain their own databases. And then what they do is annually they report up to the Real Property Assets Database, which is managed by the Office of the Secretary of Defense. And it's important to note, when the Federal Real Property Council, the government-wide organization that manages real property databases across the entire government, they have something called the Federal Real Property Profile. The DoD Real Property Assets Database feeds into the Federal Real Property Profile, which aggregates data from the entire federal government. Because DoD is such a large part, about half of federal facilities or DoD facilities, to the extent DoD's data is inaccurate, the Federal Real Property Profile is also going to be inaccurate.
We're speaking with Brian Lepore, Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the GAO. So what are your major recommendations to clean up this information gap?
The first recommendation we made with respect to cleaning up the information in Real Property Assets Database is that they need to go back in and determine what actually is the actual rent that is being paid, and then secondly, what is the actual rent plus other costs, and ensure that that data is captured accurately. The other point we'll make in the report, DOD's Real Property Assets Database also was not real effective in some places in situations where multiple tenants were in the same space but might have separate leases. And let me give you an example. There was a facility we looked at where DOD was leasing 30,000 square feet of space. One DOD organization occupied about 28,000 square feet. The other organization occupied about 2,000 square feet. There were two separate leases, but the Real Property Assets Database assigned all 30,000 square feet to each tenant. Thus, it appeared that DOD was actually leasing 60,000 square feet, double what they were actually paying. And you know, Tom, one of the things that people might say is, gee, this all seems a little bit nitpicky, but it's really important for effective financial management to have a good handle on what you are paying to run your operation. And in the absence of that, it's hard to make really good, effective decisions on whether to continue doing what you're doing.
And I also wanted to ask you about the second big finding, and that is that the DOD doesn't seem to be very aware of the security conditions of the places that they lease, that they're lacking data on whether those buildings do in fact meet federal security standards.
Yeah, that's a really important point. You know, when DOD actually had a BRAC process in 2005, which we commonly refer to as BRAC 2005, one of the things DOD wanted to do was vacate leased space for two reasons. One, because government-owned space is usually cheaper than leased space. But the second one, to your point, was many of the facilities did not meet DOD's anti-terrorism force protection standards. So that was one of the justifications for doing this. When we went in and looked at those facilities which DOD continues to lease, we found two things. First, DOD's Pentagon Force Protection Agency actually does the assessments of leased space in the National Capital Region. There, DOD had a pretty good handle on what the assessments were, but for facilities outside the National Capital Region, the Department of Homeland Security's Federal Protective Service does those assessments, and we found a whole bunch of problems. Number one, the DHS, Federal Protective Service database, did not indicate when assessments were done in many cases or when the next assessment was done. That matters because the guidance requires assessments every 5 years. Second, DOD was not informed of the results of those assessments for these outside of the National Capital Region facilities. And third, DOD never even asked.
Given what happened just a few years ago at the Navy Yard, you would think that DOD would be vigilant about every single place its people occupy.
Yeah, and that is such a tragic situation. You're right. And we made a recommendation to DOD that they really ought to go in and ask the Department of Homeland Security to provide that data to them. And they're going to do that. They've indicated that they will concur with the recommendation and that they plan to do that. But you're right. You would think that DOD or any federal agency would want to know, given the world situation today, that their people are in a safe and secure facility, and they may well be, but we simply couldn't tell from the data, and DOD really didn't know either.
And so you plan to check back, say, in a year to make sure they know how much space they do lease and whether it's safe?
We do check back. As a matter of policy, whenever we make a recommendation here at GAO, we check back about every 6 months to see what the status of the recommendation is. So we sort of try to remind the agency, you said you were going to do it, how much progress are you making? And we actually track that. So we have a pretty good idea when agencies actually take action. Now, we just issued this report about a week or so ago, so it'll be about 6 months or so before we will contact DOD about this.
Brian Lepore is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You can read more and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click Share with Friends.